I was born bold. Deliverr, simplify your restaurant's ordering and delivery capabilities. Find out more, visit deliverr.com.au. Worth, all the workshop equipment you need on the go. Download the new Worth app today.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Questions without notice for The Man Shake. Lose the beer gut without losing the beers. Visit themanshake.com.au.
A little quick version of Questions Without Notice. Jared from Narre Warren South wrapped with Luke McDonald. 100% deserved the BNF. He's one of my favourites and he's excited about next year. So that's good. I like the positivity coming through from the Kanga fans.
Spot on. And thanks to Sam out there for his Gamay tip as well. Gary, the first question to you. Were you surprised to learn Sam Newman reinvented himself off the back of reading the Playboy magazine?
No.
Okay, you're...
He read it for the articles, and that's the truth. My question, Phil, I asked you this earlier this morning, but I'll go again. Do you think Gary Buchanan might want to revisit his Daniel Talia as a target for the Western Bulldogs call in the paper today, given the history and relationship between the Talias and Luke Beveridge and the Western Bulldogs?
Yes, that's 1,000-1 and drifting, Gary. This is off the temper text. I've noticed that when the Wisp gets a good question away, Gary hogs the next interview attempting to do likewise. How do you respond to that?
True, 100% guilty, 100% guilty.
Hey, I've had a rethink too about the best three. Okay, now I've changed. I've changed the criteria. Right, so you've got to be 22 and under. Right, your best three players on your list 22 and under. Yeah. So we had Rosie, Dersmer, and Butters. Okay, and then I looked at say Rao, King, and Rankin.
Yes.
And then I looked at your three, which you... somebody threw up off of the text.
My three.
No, they're off the text. Bolter.
Dizzy from Cranbourne, and I'm with him.
Bolter, Bolton, and Baker.
Yep.
I'm going with the Richmond trio. 22
oh, you
and
can't
under.
Jump
yeah,
on
no,
my
I can. Of course you can. When you've had
I
a
gave
bit...
you a chance, and you shot me down.
No, no. Because it was second-year players. Then I thought, okay, let's open it up a bit to 22 and under. Well, I have changed the rules. Hey, Robbie McKay has joined on the temper text as well. He said Baker, Bolton, and Bolter, which is the Richmond legal firm. That is a great variety of talent, isn't it? The Baker, Bolton, and Bolton. A great variety of talent. You smoking the pipe, eh?
Yes, I am.
Okay, you got a question for me?
Yes. The Limited Over Series starts on November the 27th. They've got to wait until November the 27th to see some international cricket. It is now, the Spring Carnival finishes on Melbourne Cup, which is next Tuesday. What are we going to do for 3 weeks?
We're going to get all excited about our new all-rounder. That's what we're going to do. We're going to
Jared
be very
Bailey
excited.
Was the first to throw this up. He said the Caulfield Cup Carnival should come after the Melbourne Cup Carnival. We could have had great racing. We will have the WBBL. We might get someone from the WBBL on because the girls are playing the Big Bash League. That's going away. I like watching that.
Yes, that will be magnificent. You can see a lot of that on Channel 7. The new tech...
Wetterslow Cup, State of Origin coming up as well. So we're good enough to get us through.
Will you be getting one of these new TVs? Apparently there's this new technology out. Maybe it's been around for a while because I'm not a technophobe in any way, as people will know that listen to this program. But you can actually yell at your TV and it will obey your command. My dad still does that. He says, "Jane Bunn, get out of the bloody way. I can't see weather in Ballarat." will you be getting one of these command TVs?
Yep, I do. I yell it. I change the bloody channel. Have you watched Borat 2. Have you seen that yet?
No, I still haven't watched Borat 1.
Oh, you have.
In totality. I've watched the bits that you wanted me to watch.
Wash your mouth out.
Because you've only shown me parts of that program.
That, Borat?
Yes, the Borat.
The original?
Yes, the original, yes. You
that
have
is the most uncomfortable viewing I've ever seen, that show. I cringe every time I watch it.
I know, but we still laugh. Is 2 better than 1?
No, it's not. No,
okay.
Because everyone knows who Borat is, so he has to go into disguise, and it was a bit more set up, I reckon. But there was a couple of moments, but not really. I spoke to someone yesterday, and they said, you know what the most desperate and popular thing that is people are rushing to now that the everything's finished? We're out of lockdown?
Haircut?
Plastic surgeon.
I beg your pardon?
The plastic surgeon.
Because whatever they had before they went into COVID has worn off.
All the little tucks and whatever else is. Right. You just keep an eye on all those social pages that come out now, Whispy, and you'll see some. You'll go, okay. That's what I am told. Shiny faces.
That's right. But that clearly didn't come from your 8:30 man.
No, that's he doesn't.
Have you got
that?
Have you got a plastic surgery man as well?
No, but it was mentioned to me. Just keep an eye on
But you don't need it. You can't go to the Melbourne Cup anyway. Why would you need plastic surgery this time of year or Botox or anything? You can't get out and about there yet.
Well, don't you worry about that. You just keep an eye on those silly pages where they bob up.
Are you familiar with any of what was the store I went to yesterday? Zara? Are you familiar with the Zara store?
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Yeah. They've got they've got what I, I went looking for something yesterday and I found it at that store, which is sort of like the old style polo shirt. You know, remember you one your dad used to wear? You know, we sort of like maybe a bit more polyester silk rather than the cotton.
What were you looking for one of them for?
Oh, I just liked them. I liked the drape on them.
Oh, did you get one?
I got two. I bought one for you too, but I don't think it's going to suit you, so I might have to keep it
Masters,
myself.
I'm told, on November 12th, so that's something else we can keep a close eye on. Now, Jonathan Brown's going to join us tomorrow. He's going to do the Brisbane Lions unconventional club review.
This would have to be a paid interview then, would it or not?
Great expense to management. He's going to join us tomorrow, so looking forward to that. Don't forget, four more chances left to be in the draw for the Toyota Caller of the Year, where you can win a Toyota Kluger GX two-wheel drive. It's coming very close when we give away that magnificent vehicle. New car time search, Toyota Value. Take a break. Jared Waitley to join us next.
That was Questions Without Notice. For the Man Shake. Lose the beer gut without losing the beers. Visit themanshake.com.au.